It's Wednesday, the 17th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. On World Hemophilia Day being today, it's essential to raise awareness about uncommon bleeding conditions such as hemophilia. Dr. Honest Diva, a specialist physician and clinical hematologist, offers valuable insights into this disorder prevalent in Namibia. Hemophilia, a rare genetic condition, impacts around 1 in 10,000 Namibians.
Hemophilia usually presents with spontaneous bleeding, so one may present with easy bruising. They may present with nose bleeding, gum bleeding, or those patients that tend to bleed excessively after minor cuts or after minor surgery like tooth extraction. Those patients are the ones that you may want to investigate further for possible hemophilia.
Independent business and economic researcher Joseph Kefashiama provided valuable insights in a recent interview into the factors influencing the Bank of Namibia's decision regarding the repo rate.
We have a relationship, or we have that big relationship with South Africa, and it is plus minus a difference of 0.5 or 50 basis points, and now it will be not good for Namibia to cut the repo rate due to that, as there will be a big differences.
The previous interest rate decision was to keep the repo rate unchanged at 7.75%, and the Bank of Namibia will announce the new rate today. In an assertive move to challenge what they perceive as unfair and discriminatory practices by the city of Windhoek, the members of the Karutura Central Residence Committee have taken decisive action by meeting with the ombudsman. Led by activist Sean Garisep, the residents have directly confronted the city's leadership regarding their handling of financial matters, particularly focusing on the recent Swakopmund SNT conference.
He assured us that he's going to ensure that all our concerns are received by the relevant stakeholders, those who were not in attendance, for example, the ACC head and National Competition Commission's CEO, as well as the minister. We trust that we have given an ultimatum of 7 days, and we hope that in 7 days' time, we are going to hear something from that side. Should that not happen, we are going to take further action.
The South Africa Public Servants Association expressed deep concern over proposed tax hikes to fund the National Health Insurance Scheme. The association cites the financial strain on South Africans amidst economic challenges as the funding model lacks sustainability and disproportionately burdens the poor. The association warns that tax increases could exacerbate financial hardships. It has urged the government to explore alternative funding methods and prioritize job creation to alleviate pressure on taxpayers. They advocate for equitable and sustainable solutions to finance the scheme. The U.S. economy is expected to help boost global growth over the coming year, according to the latest International Monetary Fund forecast. The stronger-than-expected U.S. growth comes at a time when inflation remains high. Here's our reporter, Nick Harper, from Washington.
The IMF forecast puts U.S. growth at 2.7% this year, an increase of 0.6% compared to their last estimate released just a few months ago, back in January. Much of that is down to increased employment and consumer spending, which in itself accounts for around two-thirds of U.S. economic activity. The IMF sees some cooling, though, in 2025, with growth potentially pegged at just 1.9%. Also, there was a warning for the Federal Reserve, with the IMF cautioning that the U.S. economy remains overheated, meaning the Fed should lower interest rates gradually. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.